At all.
Like can't whistle or just
well, I could do a little like
choose
like,
don't to for religious
reasons. No, a lot of times listening to Roger Whittaker's greatest hits, trying to get my whistling going. Nobody really whistles like Roger. I can only do the breathing in one, so you're really not cool. That's not cool, right? Like when you're a kid, you got to do the fingers in your face and like the one guy that could really whistle. So no, I just leave it alone.
How about the one now? You couldn't do it. I wouldn't advise it in the times we're living in right now, but the guys can put their fingers right in their mouth and do that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like I don't even, I have no concept of how people are able to do that, but they're able to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can whistle.
Yeah.
But, and whether that puts me a step ahead of you, that remains to be determined. But it is a bit of a lost art, the old whistle.
It would appear to be. Yeah. Or still remember as a kid, I think my dad would give you kind of the little double whistle there to get in the house.
Right.
the call to be home.
Yes.
That call of the wild.
Exactly. All right. Welcome back. We're going to go down to Toronto here in just a couple of minutes, talk to Jarmo Kekalainen, the GM of the Columbus Blue Jackets, as they get set to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs. Best of five play-in series on your eight play-in series.
Yeah.
Where does this rank in terms of your level of interest?
Oh, not even close. It's number one. I'm just the Toronto angle, the fact that they've decided they're now going to be committed to playing defense. like come
Mitch,
on.
Mitch has got his pillow.
The shenanigans. And just because I really, when Columbus rolled in here, if you can remember, Merzlikins got pulled that afternoon or that day. It was a Saturday. I was working the game, JR. He had not won a game. And I can't remember what point that was in the season. I thought, well, the season's over because I think Korpisalo had just gotten hurt. What they were able to do through injuries and everything else, loss of all those players from Panarin to Bobrovsky to Duchesne, I just got a lot of respect. So I just want to see that hard-working, tactical matchup of the Columbus Blue Jackets against, in my estimation, highly skilled, but super soft Toronto Maple Leafs team.
The John Tortorella factor is always of interest. Doesn't matter what team he's coaching.
Yeah.
But he just appears to, and you're referring to the earlier talking about the fact that when he went to Vancouver, it was just like he appeared to be lost, right? That was maybe a low point in terms of his impact. And you kind of wondered after he snapped. Remember the big brawl they had against Calgary, and he snapped going down the hall and trying to get into the Flames locker room. And it's kind of like, man, this guy is too far gone.
Yeah.
But it's like there's a, and maybe he hasn't changed. Again, I'm just observing it. I'm not behind the scenes. But it appears to be, like, he's still an ultra-competitive guy, but he just appears to kind of calmed himself down.
Yeah.
But still, really, nobody is, people have always said he's a great NHL coach.
Yeah, and a great guy. Yeah. And you're right, because it's also, and I think this is part of it too, is that it almost, like, when you're in New York, you got Larry Brooks, and you got your little assistant there, whoever he works for, Larry.
Brett.
Brett. but you're not dealing on the same scope. You go to Vancouver, if you've been out there, first of all, the level, it's Canada. The negativity, it was almost like, hey, he was just ready to pick a fight. Now you go to Columbus, it's a smaller scale. And then I think you also just get into a pretty good situation, both professionally, working for a good young general manager. When John Davidson was there, you know John, JD, very well. So I think it's all about maturity, comfort, and support, and appears to have himself in a pretty good spot.
Yeah. And again, as you mentioned, any team that matches up with Toronto, but they're so diametrically opposed, these two teams, right? The Leafs are full of stars.
Yeah.
And Columbus, listen, Seth Jones and Zach Werenski, they're great players.
Yeah, yeah.
But just it's the battle of the stars versus the battle of the tactics.
Yeah. And also to remember, and not because why they went on the winning streak, the addition of Paul McLean to the Columbus Blue Jackets staff, if I remember correctly, kind of coincided with them starting to play some pretty good hockey as well.
All right. To the hub we go, and down to Toronto to speak with the general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets, Jarmo Kekalainen, and joins us on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. How are you doing this morning, Jarmo?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
We're great. Thank you. How was your second night in the hub? How are things? How have you settled in?
Very well. I think this is a great job done by the NHL overall, right from the start when we paused the league to the time that we arrived in the bubble. I think it's remarkable that they have almost 100% record of healthy people in the league, and hopefully it'll stay at 100 now that we're in here all together and get the games going and get everybody what they want. Hockey and playoff hockey, so we're all looking forward to it.
Most importantly, judging by our last conversation with you, has the NHL put in a pickleball court just for you to make sure you get your pickleball in while you're in Toronto?
Well, I don't think it's just for me, but they do have a pickleball court.
No way.
I was in I was in contact with Kyle Dubas, and I told him I'll bring some paddles and balls, and as long as you just make sure that there's nets and lines on the tennis courts. I know they have a nice facility at the other hotel where they have, I think, 8 tennis courts, and they have pickleball courts on those. So Friday we get out of this 5-day quarantine when we can start socializing with everybody in the bubble, not just within our own team, and kind of be quarantined here for the next 3 days. But so Friday we'll have a day off, and I'll take a couple of from our staff and hopefully a couple of the other GMs or people from other teams' management, and we'll play some pickleball.
God, you playing against Kyle Dubas, you might be live on TSN, Yarmo. they might broadcast this live. You never know. Yarmo, in the past...
That's the only way to do it. There's no media here.
No, that's true. Yarmo, in the past, you've represented and been part of the staff with Team Finland, both at the Olympics and, I believe, the World Championships. Has that kind of time and that stay and that feel kind of set you up for what you're kind of feeling early on in the bubble?
Yeah, there's a little bit of the same feel to it. And the World Cup in 2016 was pretty much in the same facilities here now. We're at that practice rink, and we're kind of camped out of there and then go into the Scotiabank Center to play the game. So that certainly has the same feel as to the World Cup of 2016. It's a little bit different when we're not allowed to leave the hotel and we're kind of in this own bubble, like everybody calls it. But, you know, everything's great. We've got good restaurants to go to. We got golf simulators, ping pong tables, pickleball courts, as I mentioned. Good gyms for everybody available, all over the hotel and at the rink and everywhere. So you can stay in shape. You can read books. You can do work on computer. And starting tomorrow, we can watch a lot of hockey. I think time will fly here.
Yeah. Yarmo Kekalainen, the GM of the Columbus Blue Jackets, is our guest. You mentioned by Friday, once kind of the tests are done and hopefully everybody remains negative for COVID, you'll have a chance to socialize even more. How different is that going to be in terms of the playoffs? You know, you're used to kind of having your group, and it's kind of us against the other team. And at this point, I mean, you're playing the Leafs. They're staying in the same hotel you are. There's a pretty decent chance you'll be crossing paths with managers and coaches and other players. Like, how different will that be in terms of a playoff atmosphere?
It's probably going to be a little bit different. Everything is different. It's going to be a whole different experience, and I intend to sort of enjoy every moment of it. It's so different that we'll probably never see this again. And I always kind of think that whatever happens off the ice, if you're staying in the same hotel or you cross paths here, we're all friends. And once the puck drops, we're not. So, and let the guys settle it on the ice. So that's the best way to do it, in my opinion. And I don't mind chatting with the opponent at the hotel or talking about hockey or whatever it is. And once we get to the games, we get a little more serious, and the players on the ice is that's the show, and they decide how the games go.
I know you don't want to let your guard down as a general manager, but you're into the bubble. Is there a bit of a sense, though, of relief of bringing everybody in the United States and the hot spots? And I know Columbus downtown in that area had some that it was like, okay, sense of relief that you finally got to Toronto, and so far things seem pretty good?
Yeah, I guess, but I think I've stayed pretty safe throughout the whole quarantine time or whatever you want to call it when we paused the league. I think I went to a restaurant once since we paused the league with my wife, and that was it. My family, I have a daughter that's type 1 diabetic, so we've taken extra caution to stay safe. And, you know, they've had a small group of friends that my two daughters that they've socialized with, but I felt pretty safe where we were, and wearing masks every time we go to a store or a grocery store or whatever we needed. But it's obviously Canada's done a great job with COVID-19, and hopefully it keeps trending down, and we all stay safe and can watch a lot of hockey.
Mm. Yarmo, what kind of hockey do you think we're going to see once the puck drops for real starting on Saturday?
Well, I've been impressed with the pace in the practices. I think that the guys came back prepared. I don't think there's anybody on our team that looked like, oh, well, boy, they didn't do anything during the 4 months off. or 4 months on their own, I should say. So, you know, obviously when you get back in the middle of the summer, it's not like you are in the mid-season form, but it's been getting better and better, and the tempo's been good, and the passes are getting crisper, and I think everybody's getting ready, and everybody's anxious to play. So, you know, these guys are professionals. They know it's their show, and they want to be at their best. They know what is at stake. So I think we'll see some great hockey.
You guys battled a ton of injuries this year, Yarmo, battled the free agents leaving. We're having an incredible year. We had Brad Shaw on. He mentioned, hey, you've actually got a pretty full roster now, healthy guys. Is there going to be some healthy internal competition with a lot of teams, including yours?
I think, well, that's one of our strengths. I think it pushes everybody to be better. You know, it's we don't have a lot of big stars, but we have a lot of guys that can play in this league, and they all push each other. That raises the level of practice, raises the level of competition, and keeps everybody on their toes. Because, as we all know, John Tortorella will not be afraid to change the lineup if you're not at your best.
Absolutely. Yarmo Kekäläinen, GM of the Columbus Blue Jackets, is our guest. One of the key pieces you obviously got back is Seth Jones. What kind of a difference does he make in your lineup? And judging by what I've read, at least so far, is the plan to play him and Zach Werenski together for the most part?
Yeah, they've been together for the most part when they are in the lineup. Every once in a while, we've tried to separate them, but they play so well together. They read off of each other so well, and they have such good chemistry, and they think the game on the same level. So you never know how the lineups are going to change, but yeah, they're together. And, you know, Seth Jones obviously makes a big difference for everybody in our lineup and for Zach Werenski as well. But Zach was having a great season, leading the league in goals from defensemen. But Seth Jones takes care of our own end. He plays against the best opponents' lines. He logs 25 to 28 minutes every game. I don't think he gets enough credit around the league how good of a defenseman he is. He may not be in the top 10 of scoring for defensemen, but as I said, he defends so well. He's so well-rounded and always plays against the best opponents, but still manages to get a good amount of points. So in my opinion, he should be in the Norris Trophy consideration every year just for the overall game that he has. And I think Zach Werenski's trending into that direction as well. His game's taken huge steps, and he's a much more than just an offensive defenseman these days. His complete level has been getting better. He's been getting stronger and stronger, and those two guys together are going to be big key to our success here moving forward.
How impressed, Yarmo, were you this year with, first of all, Merz Likens when Korpisalo got hurt? But just as a duel, I think everybody had a lot of questions when Bobrovsky went down to South Florida.